Joined now by one of my favorite guests. He's always on the show. Love having him on. Toronto FC Field General, Field Marshal, Mastermind, Genius, as I like to call him, Greg Vanney. Greg, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Hey, Jay. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. So I was talking to Tom Pistori, who does the ticketing for MLSE, and he's kind of taking credit with me that when he told you to start wearing more suits and dressing more EPL, that the team started to play better. Is there any truth to that, or should we just shoot that down immediately?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. And I went with it once we started getting results, and I don't change up things too much, as I think some people have noticed. But, I think team's looking good, so I try to keep up with the team.
Are you superstitious as far as what you wear?
A little bit. Sometimes it depends kind of on the day. If we're on a good run, like a really good run, and it's something that I've stuck with, then I'll keep it pretty similar and or the same. I have a few things that I do that are superstitious, but by and large, I would say not a lot of things.
So tonight you've got the New England Revolution in town. They beat you the last time. You have been the beneficiaries of some fine home cooking. You're 6-0-2 at home. And coming off a game on Wednesday against what's turned into quite the bitter rival in Montreal. Before we talk about the game against New England tonight at BMO, let's talk a little bit about what happened on Wednesday in Montreal. And just first and foremost, I mean, the atmosphere and the animosity between these two teams has become quite noticeable and quite palpable, and especially between the two fan bases, right?
Yeah, I think that probably dates back in many other sports and probably in soccer and this rivalry and cities for long before TFC and Montreal Impact. But just in recent years, I think anytime two teams, rival teams, play games that are meaningful, meaning there's a championship on the line, there's the playoffs to get to the final on the line, there's more emotion that's poured into those moments. And I think it just makes the rivalry grow more and more. And so between, you know, the year before they knocked us out, last year we knocked them out. We won the Canadian Championship last year, and here we are again in another championship series against them. I think the more these interactions and these types of games happen, the bigger this rivalry will become, and the more our fans will probably interact in various ways with their fans.
And you had I noticed that this, and I don't know if you did from your vantage point, but a less than flattering sign unveiled by the fans, and I don't know which end it was, if it was the north end or where it was in the field of Saputo, but did you notice the sign that said F...Toronto?
I didn't notice it in the game. I did see someone send me a picture of it after the game, so I didn't notice it. Typically, I don't pay attention or notice too much that's going on in the stadium, you know, when the game is going on. So after the fact, yes, I did see it.
And you had a bunch of guys after your charter flight home from Montreal on Thursday. You know you're going to get guys who are asking to get into the lineup, but it seems like you, from what I've read, you had more so than usual. You're obviously eager to avenge that 3-0 loss to the Revolution in early June.
Yeah, it was. You know, this is obviously a busy and unprecedented turnaround in terms of playing two matches in 48 hours and professional soccer, I think. And so I wasn't quite sure. We keep track of data and the ground covered and the sprints and all this kind of stuff from a scientific standpoint. But coming out of the game in Montreal, I was a little bit surprised, not entirely, but the amount of guys who came back and said, hey, I'm ready to turn it around. If you need me on Friday night, I'm ready to go. And, you know, guys are they want to play. I mean, players love to play. There's no question about it. And they love to play at home more than anywhere else. And then they also, you know, they know that the last time we played New England in New England, we didn't put out our best performance for sure. And we paid for it. And, you know, there's a group of guys there's a whole team of guys who want to go back and set that straight, if you know, tonight.
And it seems like a couple of guys on the team weren't too happy with the way New England behaved at the end of the game, danced on the ball, celebrated a couple of the goals. Zavaleta says that he's looking forward to getting some revenge tonight. So I guess you got to be careful when you're playing against a team that that put it to you like they did last time, and use that motivation judiciously. And this evening, as far as setup and lineup, I know you're not going to give too much away, but have you set your starting lineup for tonight?
Yes, I know how we'll start this one out, and I have a good sense of the guys that we've put that will be ready to come in when called upon. And I think the last result was a 3-0 loss, and I think, in my opinion, there were some moments in that game as well where their players got a little arrogant on the ball, and I think our guys should use that. It's one thing to beat a team; it's another thing to try to show up a team, and I think our guys should think about that in a very smart way and focused way in terms of trying to win the game and making sure that our attention is on getting the result and returning the favor back to them.
Toronto FC head coach Greg Vanney is our guest. It's game day. Greg, we'll let you go in a second here. Just one final question with the, and appreciate you doing this on a game day as always. And the way that the team is shaken out this year, and you've gone with, look, you've got your goal scorers in Giovinco, and you've got guys who Altidore, of course, scoring on Wednesday, and to St. Ricketts, and this team is a formidable lineup, and if I'm not mistaken, has, if not the highest payroll, one of the highest payrolls in the league. How have you seen over the course of your tenure here in Toronto the passion level for this team develop? I mean, when you just got here, I say the fan base is one of the best fan bases in sports, and just is so passionate, but it's kind of gone to a next level.
Yeah, I think when I initially took over, and I'd witnessed for the better part of a year, having been inside the franchise, my feeling was that we really needed to prove ourselves to our fan base again, that we were worthy of the support, the continued support, their passion, that we could do it day in and day out, and that we could get results, that we could become the team that I think that the fan base here deserves. And so that's what I think we've been trying to do over the course of the stretch of the last 3 years that I've been involved, which is to add pieces to our team that fit together on the field, to add the kind of pieces that make sense for this fan base and for this city. I think of all the cities in the MLS, this is the one that probably has the biggest fan base, the biggest coverage in terms of media, and it probably has the most pressure of any of the other cities and other markets in MLS. And so I think we needed veteran guys who could take on the past of what TFC wasn't and to turn it into what we are becoming. And so we had to find guys that worked on the field, off the field, and put ourselves together and put us in a position that we could win back the fans' support and passion and trust. And I think we've gotten there, but we still believe we have more to give and more to go. And that's what we push for every day. So, it's not about one game for us right now. It's about getting better, getting ourselves, winning the championship next week is important to us, and positioning ourselves to try to win the MLS Cup, which we didn't quite do last year, but we know we want to bring that trophy to Toronto as well.